And welcome in, everybody, here to the Buffalo City Blitz. Patrick McCall, Ryan King with you here. Ryan, how's it going today?
Wonderful, Patrick. I am doing good today, and we have a very special guest on the phone line.
That we do, the head coach of Bismarck Century and the Patriots, which just won the AA state tournament, Coach Mattern. And Coach, how's it going today?
Very good, thank you.
Yeah, awesome to hear. And I'm just wondering, you know, on your side, how does it feel to now be a state champion?
Well, it's definitely rewarding. Obviously, what a great experience for the kids, and you know, it's just a situation where, you know, they put in a lot of time. When you think about over the course of the season, with all the weight training, all the film work, all the skill development and preparation the kids put in, it's just a rewarding experience as a coach to see. To see them reap the benefits of all the hard work.
And Coach, congratulations on the state title. And the one thing I wanted to ask you was, when did it set in that your team was going to be the state champions? And have you and the team celebrated yet? And if not, what are your guys' plans?
Well, we haven't had time to do a lot of celebrating as of yet. We have our team banquet this evening, so we'll have an opportunity to get together and celebrate a little bit, share stories, and kind of review the season and enjoy the evening. So I think everybody's kind of looking forward to tonight, and we'll put a closure on the season. And I know with a lot of returning players, they're already excited to gear up and start preparation for next year.
Sweet, Coach. And off that point, is this the best team you think you've ever coached?
Well, that's a difficult question, because I've been around a lot of good players in my days at Bismarck High as an assistant and obviously as the head coach at Century. But you know, they definitely have to be up right up there with 26 wins and only one loss. Obviously, that's pretty hard to duplicate. So no, it was a special group, and It was a team, I think, that just kind of snuck up on everybody, and you know, I think preseason we were picked fourth in our league, probably fifth or sixth statewide. So it was just a group of kids that continued to get better, and we knew, you know, coming into the season, I thought we had a pretty good summer. We knew coming in that we had a chance to be a good basketball team, but I guess you just really never know how you're going to grow and develop throughout the course of the season. And, you know, I tell people, you know, we only had the one returning starter in Kempel, so we had some kids that didn't have a lot of varsity experience. So we thought it'd take some time, but they just played well out of the gates, and they really never looked back.
And Coach, yeah, I, you know, we're over here in a lot of Class B land, but I did get a chance to check out your team a couple of times, and I will tell you, they were very, very fun to watch, and fun to watch in that AA state title game. And Coach, when it comes to coaching your teams out there, do you kind of emphasize on technique and execution, or more attitude and culture?
Well, I think all of the above, and you know, I think to have a successful team, and I don't think it matters if it's at the high school level, college level, pro level. I think you got to have teams that are able to execute and have good technique on both ends of the floor. And then, you know, you got to have a team that has a great culture as well. And you know, I think our team had all of that. And you know, we talk about in our program all the time, you need to be happy for somebody else's success, and I think our kids really bought into that, and you know, I think it showed the way we played. And you know, we had a group that willingly shared the ball, and you know, with almost five guys in double figures on a nightly basis, you know, that's a perfect example of kids buying in and playing together. And you know, from a defensive perspective, I thought, you know, when a kid would get beat, I think we always had somebody there to have his back, and you know, that was the throughout the course of the season. So I think at both ends of the floor, we you know, we had a great deal of buy-in, and the kids just continue to get better throughout the course of the season.
Yeah, and Coach, I love what you said right there with be happy for others' success. I absolutely love that.
Yeah, it's definitely a great thing, Coach. And just to go off that, I'm wondering, How excited are you to watch a guy that stuck out to me in Gibson Kinnebrew during this tournament, just a sophomore from what I understand this year? So with those two extra years he's going into, I mean, how excited are you to watch him develop?
Well, I think he's first and foremost, what a great kid. And along with all of our kids, I mean, we just had tremendous kids across the board. But specifically with Gibby, just loves to play, a gym rat. And, you know, it's not uncommon for him to get up on summer days and get in the weight room at 4:35 a.m. and put some time in. And, you know, he made a huge stride from his freshman year to his sophomore year. And obviously, we're excited to see even more growth because, you know, I always say all the time, guys, basketball's an honest sport. And, you know, I think you get out of it what you put into it. And he's definitely one of those kids that's going to put in the time. And I think he has some better days ahead of him.
And coach, you got the culture going on. You got players that are working hard, and exactly what you had said. You get what you put into it. Are you in the team? And this is probably a no brainer here, but are you in the team anticipating that, making that return trip to the Fargo Dome next year?
Well, I think that's going to be a pretty popular question, but I think that's going to be 2021 other teams' goal as well. So, you know, We're gonna take it. You know, we're gonna enjoy this for a while, and then obviously it's gonna be imperative that we have a good summer and the kids get better in the summer, both physically. You know, you're gonna have to grow mentally as well, because obviously having a lot of players back, we're more likely gonna have a target on our backs. But you know, we're gonna take the same approach we did this year, and I say this all the time. We're a big process over results program. We like to enjoy the process and everything that is involved in the process. That's practice on a daily basis. That's hanging out with your teammates. That's bus trips. Everything involved in being part of a team, being part of a program. You know, we're going to enjoy all that because I think, and you probably heard me say this, I think if you look at the ultimate prize at the end, I think that's a little too overwhelming for kids. So we try to break it down into something a little more plain, a little more simple, and that's just having a mentality of taking one possession at a time. That's all we'll approach things, starting with game one next winter. And if you do that, I think you can kind of keep things in perspective. And, you know, I think you can grow throughout the course of the year. And then you don't really necessarily have to worry about what happens at the end. And, you know, there's going to be a lot of good basketball teams next year, so I just don't want to make it an experience that we're playing for one game or we're playing for one weekend. I want kids to enjoy the entire process, and that will be our approach.
Absolutely, coach. And, you know, just going back to what you had all said before, you have the culture, you have the team, you have that process. The one thing I wanted to ask you is kind of what was some of your coaching inspirations throughout the years? Who or what kind of shaped you as a coach and eventually your state champion teams?
Well, it's just a situation where, you know, you just, you know, personally for me, it's just a situation where we just want to have a workmanlike attitude, and we just want to try to get better. And, you know, we emphasize that every day, and you know, that's always been my approach. And this was my 30th year in the WDA, and, you know, even my days were at Bismarck High, that was our mentality. That was the approach we used. And it just, you know, life skills is kind of what I always like to emphasize. You know, when you get out in the real world, you're going to have to show up for work on time. You're going to have to do a good job every day. And you know, that's what basketball is. Show up every day, do a good job. And then, you know, I think one of the biggest things I emphasize through our tournament run is, you know, you got to enjoy the process as well. And I think that's one of the most important things, and maybe some people miss the boat with. And, you know, I think people see my personality, they see me as a high intense coach and kind of a hardcore kind of coach. But I think the people really know me, understand that, you know, we have a lot of fun in our program, and, you know, our kids enjoy being involved and you know, we're going to keep things in perspective and understand that, you know, there's probably a lot of things in life that are more important than playing basketball. So You know, that's kind of our approach, and, you know, that's not going to change.
Coach, and my last question here, are there any teams that you really see bouncing back as you get into next year that you're going to play a lot?
Well, I think when you know, and I haven't had time to be quite honest with you guys, that, you know, this is still pretty fresh, and I'm trying to wind down myself, but, you know, just looking forward to next year. You know, specifically in our league, you know, I think we've got we've got some teams with a lot of players returning. I think you could just go right down the road in Bismarck here at Bismarck High. They'll have a lot of good basketball players back. Dickinson High will have, I know, at least four starters back, and Mandan, at least probably three. So, you know, Minot got hit hard, pretty hard by graduation, but, you know, they have a culture and a program up out there that's had a lot of success. And, you know, I don't want to count any other programs out in our league, because I know it's going to be competitive on a nightly basis, as always. So, you know, you're going to have to prepare, and you're going to have to get better, because as in, years past, it's going to be a grind and a challenge just like every year. And, you know, but I think our kids will be up for that challenge. And I know, we have a lot of excited kids in our program, across the board. So, you know, they'll put the work in, they'll be willing to get better. So, like I said, we'll enjoy this for a little bit, and then they'll get back to work and be excited for, next November.
Awesome, Coach. Well, it was great to hear from you, and we definitely wish you the best of luck moving forward. But thank you so much for joining us on the show here today, and definitely congrats on the state championship you were able to earn with Bismarck Century.
Thanks so much, Coach.
Yeah, I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for having me on. And like I said, I always appreciate any coverage our program can get, and you guys do an excellent job. It's just nice to have people out there that care about kids and care about the sport of basketball. So thanks again, and you guys enjoy hopefully some warm weather coming up here, and hopefully we can get to spring sooner than later.
We will do, Coach. Thank you so much. Have a good one.
All right. Take care. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.